Our previous policy was one of extermination. However, after such a demonstration of our superiority, we are letting a few of you inferior creatures live in a kind of colonial status.
Obviously, the General did not approve of such a problematic and useless plan. It had certainly been the idea of some idiotic bureaucrat. To eliminate the vermin and rebuild the world, that was his ideal. There would be no possible enemies to worry about later.
In return for your full cooperation,
he concluded,
we will grant you the honour of serving as one of our bases, at least for some time. You will have the permission to pursue some of your disgusting activities when you are not employed by the Empire. Here are the basic concessions we require, expressed in your primitive language.
He handed a list to the President, whose eyes kept widening with horror the more he went on reading.
But, General!
He protested, his voice heavy with fear.
These requests are too harsh and degrading.
Do not talk to me as an equal,
the General replied severely.
Lower your eyes to the floor and call me Excellency. As for our requests, you are not asked to discuss. Only to agree, and immediately.
Sir,
the President started imploring.
This is barbarous. Not even the slaves of antiquity were so brutalized. As head of council, I beg you...
The hiss of a weapon was heard. And what remained of the President was only a line of smoke rising from his burnt body. Ignoring the sounds of protest from the council, the General said,
you have no power to harm me in any way. I have complete authority to colonize or destroy at my pleasure, even if I have decided, this time, to give colonization a chance. Now quickly, who's the new president?
Reluctantly, a plump little man, low eyes, arms folded, and a low voice said,
I am... Excellency, I was Vice President.
The General looked at his flabby paunch and terrified expression with contempt.
You rule Earth?
Yes, Excellency.
His face reddened.
As head of council,
you mean there is no higher authority? You have the power to accept my conditions?
The General sounded sceptical.
How could you escape conquest for so long? However, if you have no superior here on Earth...
None, Excellency,
replied the man, unsurprisingly sure.
I must contradict you.